This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next, the Opera Box.
Thinking about turning your garage into something more? Like maybe a game room or a home gym? Make room for your dreams by getting rid of the biggest obstacle in your way, that unwanted vehicle. We'll have it picked up at no cost to you and use the proceeds to support KGNU. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or learn more at kgnu.org.
Support comes from Code Ninjas in Louisville, Colorado, where kids learn to code by building their own video games. Details on camps as well as evening and weekend drop-in hours can be found at codeninjas.com/co-Louisville.
Good evening and welcome to the Opera Box. My name's Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next hour. Tonight we'll sample Katya Kabanova, an opera in three acts by Leos Janacek, with a libretto written by the composer based on The Storm, a play by Alexander Ostrovsky, translated by Vincenc Červinka into Czech, and we'll hear Norman Tucker's translation from Czech into English. The opera was also largely inspired by Janacek's unrequited love for Kamila Stoshlova. Although he was 67 when it premiered, Katya Kabanova is a clear response to Janacek's long-held feelings for Kamila, and the work is dedicated to her. The first performance was at the National Theatre in Brno on the 23rd of November, 1921. The opera has also had a complex publication history. František Neumann, the conductor of the opera's first performance, made changes that were incorporated into the first publication of the score in 1922 by Universal Edition. Conductor Václav Tillich later produced a reorchestrated version of the score, and in 1992, Sir Charles Mackerras published a newly revised critical edition of the opera. That's the version we'll listen to this evening. The story of Katya Kabanova is set in the 1880s in the Russian town of Kalinov on the shores of the Volga River. Although it's a relatively short opera, clocking in at around 90 minutes, we won't have time to present Katya Kabanova in its entirety tonight. Instead, we'll sample three sections, the opening, the middle, and the end. After the overture and before Katya takes the stage, we'll hear from some Kolinov townspeople, a schoolteacher, a merchant, Dikoj, and his nephew Boris, all of whom seek an audience with Katya's mother-in-law, Kabanicha, the glowering matriarch of the wealthy Kabanova estate. Boris is in love with Katya, who is, of course, married to Kabanicha's son, Tichon. It's not a happy marriage. Tichon drinks too much and often neglects his young wife. But Kabanicha, Katya's mother-in-law, is no picnic. Kabanicha often belittles Katya and seemingly has no respect for her son either. She goes so far as to say that Tichon would do nothing if Katya had an affair. How's that for foreshadowing? Let's listen now to the overture and the opening scene of Leos Janacek's 1921 opera, Katya Kabanova, sung in English by the Welsh National Opera.
Thank you. Is your mistress at home?
She's at church still.
understand why I should choose to live with him and put up with his bullying.
Not because I chose to. I must.
Yes, but why must you, if I may ask?
There's no secret about it. Do you remember my grandmother?
Anfisa Mikhailovna.
Father married well above his station. That offended my grandmother. And that's why my parents went to Moscow. Mother used to say to me, on no account would she ever live with those provincials.
Who could blame her?
She thought of them as Philistines.
They take some getting used to. I can see that.
Our parents were not rich, but they spent all they had on us, stinting themselves so that we'd want for nothing. I was sent to a business college. My sister went away to boarding school. And then suddenly they both died of cholera. We two were left alone in the world, my little sister and I. And then I heard that my grandmother too had died here and left us both some money. We were to inherit it when we had come of age. On one condition.
What was that?
That we did what Uncle Decoy said.
Oh, then I'm afraid you won't see much of your legacy.
If it were just me, I would have left here long ago. But I'm thinking of my sister. He wants her here. But till now, my mother's family have stopped her coming. What a life for a girl like my sister! I can hardly even bear
without
coming.
What is it? Oh, it must be the people coming back from evening service. Goodbye then. I must go.
Wait a bit. Stay for a moment. How my youth is passing. Oh, how quickly it is passing. And suddenly it vanishes.
All of them so good and pious. Most of all, Kabanika.
Kabanika!
She's a hypocrite, generous with her charities. But at home she rules with a rod of iron.
Is it a dream that I'm living? Am I crazy? Why must I fall in love?
But who is?
She's married. Look, she'll be here shortly, complete with husband. Oh, I must be crazy. I must be crazy.
Well, let her forget her.
Come on, let us take just one look at her.
If you want to obey your mother, then you will go as your father used to Kazan, to the market there. And today...
Of course, I'll do as you ask.
I would believe you, but I see quite the opposite every day. See it and hear it every day. You can't deny it. You put your wife above your own mother. It's very plain you do not care for me as you used to before you were married.
What gives you that idea?
In my heart, I know it was when you keep things from me.
Oh, but mother dear, that's no way to talk.
I respect and honor you just like my own mother. I do say such things, and just as I do.
You can keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Nobody has asked you. Why should you be fit?
Oh, what a place to choose for a sermon.
He is my son after all. Interfering like that, making yourself conspicuous so that all may see how much you love your husband.
Words like these are best unspoken.
We've been listening to the overture and the opening scene of the Welsh National Opera's 2007 recording of Leos Janáček's opera Katia Kabanova, conducted by Carlo Rizzi. And in that scene we just heard, we finally get to hear the title character as sung by soprano Cheryl Barker. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU.
Support comes from the Louisville Street Fair, featuring a live band every Friday in downtown Louisville. The Street Fair takes place June 17 through August 12 from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m., and the music starts around 6 o'clock. The fair includes music, food, and activities for the whole family. More information at downtownlouisvilleco.com/street-fair. That's fair with an E at the end.
Back to Leos Janáček's opera Katya Kavanova, which takes place in the 1860s in a small town in Russia. We'll pick up the action towards the end of Act Two. Katya is in an unhappy marriage to Tichon, who leaves for a business trip at the behest of his somewhat evil mother, Kabanicha. Boris, a local lad, is in love with Katya, and while the two of them are alone, he confesses his feelings for her. She puts up a virtuous fight, but in the end, she cannot deny her own feelings for Boris, and this being opera, they of course share a rapturous duet. Soprano Cheryl Barker is Katya, and tenor Robert Brubaker is Boris. Act 2, Scene 2 of Katya Kabanova by Leos Janáček.
Nobody here yet? Then I'll sing a song while I'm waiting. One day early by the river walked a lovely maiden. Came a young and handsome suitor with rich presents laden, fur-lined shoes and silken kerchiefs for a maiden's pleasure. Rings of gold and blood-red rubies worth a rich man's treasure. Take the gifts your ruler brings you, plainly he besought her. She gazed only at her image, mirrored in the water. She's not here yet, what's keeping her? Take your rings and take your rubies, riches cannot buy me. I will rise tomorrow early, to the fields will hie me. I will pick sweet-scented violets, thyme and purple clover. I will make a posy with them for my own true lover. All day beneath my window, all night you tarry. You will never be my true love, you will never marry. What's this? Someone out for a walk as well?
Is that you, Kudryash?
Yes, it's me, Boris Grigoryevich.
And why are you here?
I've reasons of my own. If I hadn't, I'd be home in bed. And what have you come here for?
Look, Kudryash, it's like this. I have just been told to be here. Somebody told me, or I should never have dreamt of coming.
But who was it sent you here?
It was a girl who told me. I didn't know her. Yes, this is the place, by the garden of Kabanov's house, where the pathway leads.
Listen, I'm warning you. Falling in love can be so dangerous.
I know, but I can't help loving her.
Although she's married,
yes.
Do you want to ruin her?
Don't try to scare me off.
Do you know if she loves you?
No, I only met her once at my uncle's house, but I've watched her every day in church. Oh, Kudryash, if you could see her when she's praying, then she smiles and it's just as if an angel smiled and shed all around a radiant light.
Yes, that must be Kabanov's wife.
Yes!
Be careful. Watch out. Hiding presents for a maid of high degree.
buying presents for a maid of high degree.
Oh,
this way it's ever so much easier. Out by the gate in the garden.
Yes, that's to me.
So I imagined. But suppose that your mother should find you out.
Oh, Mother will never get round to it. She's a very heavy sleeper.
But suppose the devil should wake her just once.
Even so, the gate that leads from here to the garden is always locked at night time. She will knock and go away. Next day I'll tell her that we both slept soundly, and don't think I had come to call her. They are such brutes, they suit each other well. Anyway, Glasha is on the lookout, and if there's any danger, she'll call us.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Welsh National Opera's 2007 recording of Leos Janáček's opera Katia Kabanova, conducted by Carlo Rizzi. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. Let's move on now to the opera's closing scene, 2 weeks after Katia hooked up with her lover, Boris. A great storm has broken out, causing many townspeople to take shelter together in a nearby building. Katya's husband, Chichon, has returned from his business trip, which upsets Katia, not the least because she is superstitious, and she believes that her affair with Boris is what caused the storm. And so, in front of the entire town, she confesses her infidelity and then runs out into the rain alone. Boris follows after her and manages to catch up with Katia, but he cannot convince her to run away with him. They say their goodbyes, and Boris leaves dejectedly on his planned trip. Thinking about all the pain and trouble she has caused, Katia sings the aria, "Birds will sing as they fly above me," and then she throws herself into the raging Volga River. In the final scene, we hear from Katya's husband, Tichon, who weeps over his wife's corpse as he blames his mother, Kabanicha, for Katya's suicide. The final scene from Leos Janáček's 1921 opera, Katia Kabanova.
What, Lasha? It's awful to think of it. Beating a wood beetle easy. You heard what mother said. Women like her should be buried alive. That is the way to punish them. But I love her the same. Oh, how could I then do anything to harm her?
me, I must go away. Leave this town forever.
Then take me with you. Oh, no.
But you, what of Kabarifa? What will she do?
Never will torture me, and the people will stare at me when I walk through the streets, pointing and laughing at me.
And your husband?
Sometimes he is gentle, then he gets angry.
Not that I keep forgetting.
The closing scene of Leos Janáček's 1921 opera Katya Kabanova. The title character was sung by soprano Cheryl Barker. Katya's husband, Tichon, was tenor Peter Hoare. Tichon's mother, Kabanicha, was mezzo-soprano Victoria Simmons. Katya's lover, Boris, was sung by tenor Robert Brubaker. We also heard the orchestra of the Welsh National Opera, conducted by Carlo Rizzi. That's it for me, Gary McBride. I hope you've enjoyed this evening's Opera Box. And if you enjoy the vocal arts, please join us every Monday evening from 7 to 8 right here on KGNU. A classic Monday up next and The Present Edge at 10 p.m.
A really easy way to support this station is to donate a car you don't need anymore. It's free to you and could be worth hundreds of dollars in support. Learn more at kgnu.org.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street and open daily at 11 a.m. More information at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com or by calling 303-444-1760.
Additional support for the KGNU programming that you know and love comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at rebeccasherbs.com. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next, our classical music lineup continues with A Classic Monday. Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday here on KGNU, your community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Iris Berkeley. I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours, bringing you music from the classical tradition from all over the roadmap and all over the historical roadmap. I want to give a big thank you to Gary for, as always, a wonderful edition of the Opera Box. And we turned the corner just a little bit, though, with something quite a bit more peaceful and a little bit unusual. It's a vignette from a late 2021 film about Princess Diana, composed by the lead guitarist and keyboard player from Radiohead. Johnny Greenwood's film music has been attracting a fair degree of renown in recent years. What we just heard was from the soundtrack to Spencer, Pablo Larraín's surreal film about Princess Diana and her experiences one Christmas at Sandringham House. It's entitled Partita in 5 for two organs. We will be, as I said, all over the map over the next 2 hours. If you have any thoughts, anything you'd like to share, please do give me a call. It's 303 303- 4422, or if email is easier, dj@kgnu.org. We'll get right here in the Red Studio in our Boulder facility. But next, we will stay in the contemporary vein with a selection from American composer John Adams' Century Rolls. We'll hear the first movement of the three-movement piano concerto. It was written in 1997, and it was inspired by Adams being exposed to a 1920s player piano and its unique sound. And in a broader sense, it is, in the words of the composer, quote, his view on the whole past century of piano music. And as such, you'll hear echoes of everything from Gershwin to Rachmaninoff to Jelly Roll Morton. And we'll hear the original recording of this piece on Nonsuch, featuring soloist Emmanuel Ags with Christoph Dohnányi leading the Cleveland Orchestra. You're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU.